Yeah, actually, Jordy, we're here to get some info.
Would you happen to know of anybody who'd be peeping in the area of 42 Maple Hill Road at around 5:45 yesterday morning?
Yeah, that would be Sam. It's a homeless gentleman. Comes in here every morning and gets a pack of smokes.
Definitely a hobo. They're constantly smoking to keep their lungs sharp for boxcar jumping.
What?
Oh, it's in this book I read, Sully the Wandering Tramp. It's a gritty and honest portrayal of the complexities of hobo society.
Okay, now if you have any trouble, we're right around the corner. Remember, if they're grumpy, just cut a bean in half and offer to share it with them. Here, don't forget your bindle. It has your hobo treasures in it.
You mean trash?
Charlie, respect their culture.
All right, I'm going in.
I'm looking for Sam.
I'm Sam.
Well, hoping to swap stories with you, my friend. You didn't see or find anything over at 42 Maple Hill Road the other morning.
$20.
All right, hobo dollars?
Real dollars.
You sure? I got buttons.
Let's go to Funlane's.
Hold on. We should thank the hobo so he doesn't put a curse on us.
Good night, sweet hobo. May your bindle be heavy with treasures, but your heart be light with song.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi, you're listening to The Snowplow Show, and I'm the host, RBCP, and there's nothing you can do about it. Today is July 15th, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, the most complicated name to say of all the sponsors. Thank you, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, for sponsoring the show, for supporting the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it on Patreon, like Bobo Bob does, or you can go to phonelosers.org/cactus, sign up on there, and you will have instant access to the videos of the shows when there's a video for a show, so you can see my blank stares whenever someone wins a prank call battle against me. I have one tiny bit of news to share with you guys, and this isn't exactly phone-related, but everyone's been sending it to me, so I think it's sort of related to the show, or what I do on the show anyway. It's kind of amusing. The headline is that a Florida woman poses as a Kia manager and begins firing employees. A Florida woman was arrested in Louisiana on Tuesday after deputies said she entered a Kia car dealership, posed as a manager, and then began to try and fire employees. It sounds like a prank call, right? But in real life. Myla Ellis, 21, entered the dealership around 9 a.m. and began to pretend to be a manager, telling employees they were fired. Wow, so that bit of information is in the first paragraph, the second paragraph, and the title. Thanks, WGNO. Employees said Ellis was acting erratic and called authorities because they knew she wasn't a manager. And of course they're gonna know she's not a manager, it's a dealership. If she wants to do something like that, go to Walmart. Walmart employees would believe it. You could be like, I'm the manager's manager, I'm the district manager, I work for the corporate office. I'm the new manager, I just started today, your regular manager got fired for embezzling. So, Myla, when you get out, make sure you do that. Go to Walmart instead, they'll believe it. Car dealerships are more of a tight-knit group of people. When deputies arrived, they asked her to leave and discovered that the Honda Accord she was driving was stolen from Broward County. Deputies said they tried to stop Ellis, but she put the car in reverse and almost hit one of the deputies before driving down the road. I feel like if I made a list for in-person prank calls like this, that I probably would say that you shouldn't try and run over deputies in your stolen car. Don't break the rules, people. She then rammed into two police vehicles before she ran into a ditch, deputies added. She was arrested and charged with aggravated criminal damage, aggravated flight from an officer, attempted murder of a police officer, possession of stolen property, and disturbing the peace. I think she's either a drug user or she's a listener of my show, or both, I don't know. I would encourage all of my listeners to go to Walmart and pretend to be a manager and try and fire someone, but don't drive there in your stolen car, and if the police show up, just be like, I was just kidding, I'll leave now. That's everyone's homework assignment for tonight. Go into your local Walmart, or maybe a Target or whatever, if you don't have a Walmart. Be sure to dress like you think a manager would dress at a Walmart. I don't know what managers dress like. And fire all the employees. That's everyone's homework assignment. Make sure you videotape the entire thing and send it to me. It's going to be great. Today's show was a live show that I did right before XYZ's show, just like I seem to do every Friday lately. And it only lasted maybe an hour and 15 minutes. After I finished editing, it was only 45 minutes. And that's what you're about to hear, today's live show. But before we get started, I would like to tell you guys how to listen to a live show, because everyone's always asking me, how do I catch the live shows? When's the live show schedule? How come you only do live shows when I'm working? This is bullshit. So let me lay it out for you. The live shows happen whenever the hell I feel like doing them, whenever I have time to do them. They're usually in the mornings at random times, depending on what time of the morning I wake up. And there's just no schedule. I'm sorry about that. I wish there was a schedule, but I just don't want to do a schedule. Maybe someday I'll do a schedule. If I'm ever able to do this stuff full time, then maybe I'll get back to scheduling shows. But for now, there's just no schedule. And there are no plans to make a schedule. The best way to be notified about a live show would be to sign up on the Twitter, on the PLA Twitter, which is located at twitter.com/phonelosers. I almost always announce live shows on there about 15 or 20 minutes before I go on the air. So that is the absolute best way to be notified of a live show. And if you're like, well, I don't use Twitter, so I'm not going to see that. So set it up so that Twitter either emails you or texts your cell phone whenever the Phone Losers Twitter makes a tweet. I know that used to be possible. I assume it still is. I don't know why they would take that away. And I can't tell you how to do it, but just go into your Twitter settings. And if I'm wrong about this, someone please tell me. But you should be able to set it up so Twitter will let you know whenever PLA makes a tweet. When a live show happens, it will usually instruct you to go to phonelosers.org/live, which has an embedded chat room window for the YouTube. But I don't always do YouTube, so don't count on YouTube. There's also a Shoutcast, which is audio only. There's no video and no chat room. So there, I just gave you instructions on how to catch a live show. It's pretty easy, really. Just figure out how to keep an eye on the Phone Losers Twitter. That's all you have to do. Twitter.com/phonelosers. Okay, let's do the live show now. I'm going to do this one list. I don't know if an hour is long enough to do this list, but someone named Kevin sent me a list. He says in this email, I found a petition from earlier this year about creating a no-wake zone in part of some lake upstate. There are plenty of names and numbers on here. Feel free to use them if you get around to it. The document is attached. Love, Kevin. Except he didn't say love. That's my part. I just need that this morning. So, let's look at the doc. The PDF, I mean. So it's a conservatory. So, okay, so no wake, it means something about water. We're going to learn about this together. I've barely skimmed through this. I just think the names and numbers look good. Hopefully people will answer today. But if they don't, it's only an hour of no answering, so... Oh, by the way, if you're listening on the Shoutcast, the YouTube is fixed now. I couldn't get the YouTube working before. I had to change my broadcast key for some reason. I don't know why. But if you want to look on the YouTube, the YouTube's is up. PhoneLosers.org/live is where you would find that. Okay, it's a petition of some sort. Dear sir, and I don't know if I want to say the name of it. It's something about water conservancy is the title. Dear sir, the residents, property owners of blah, 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 submit the enclosed petition pursuant to whatever, requesting a hearing to seek establishment of a no-wake zone in the area. And by wake, I think they mean, you know, the, like, something about the water washing up on the shore, I guess. Originally when I read this, I thought, like, they were pissed about not being able to sleep, but I guess that's actually really stupid. In the area known as whatever, whatever... the reasons for requesting this designation are... Okay, here's the reasons. I don't understand what's going on yet. Number one, erosion. The shoreline is affected. Ah, they used the wrong version of affected. Fucking idiots. Especially in the area of the entrance to the cove caused by speeding boats. The entrance to the cove has an opening of approximately 100 yards. So they don't want boats going by, I guess. Safety. Number two. With the cove being relatively small, there are always bad people in the water. Wait, why did I say bad people? There are always people in the water, With some swimmers going from shore to shore, the cove also has a very popular rope swing at the east side. I guess they don't want boats in a certain area of their water on their lakefront homes. Number three, nesting. The cove has had a very prolific and successful nesting pair of loons in the southeast corner of the cove for several years, and once the chicks leave the nest, they and their parents stay in the cove while the chicks are growing. I think they're really grasping for, reasons at this point. You know, fucking birds, what? We ask that, if approved, one buoy, B-U-O-Y, be placed about 100 feet from the entrance to the cove, and a second buoy, is that how you pronounce buoy? Buoy, is it buoy? I don't know, I've never used that word in my life. In the middle of the cove, we certify that all abutters within 300 feet have been notified by certified mail, return receipt requested, and have been provided with copies of the petition. In advance, we thank you for your attention to this petition. We await your reply. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Sincerely, his name's Donald. I guess I'll be Donald at the Water Conservancy. And he's the petition designee. That's capitalized because that's very important. Buoy, buoy. It's pronounced buoy, people. Milkbrain says. As in Roy the retarded buoy. Okay, so, all right. First page of the petition. Okay, I'm going to read the petition. The top of the petition says, no wake zone petition. The following residents or property owners want a hearing to determine whether a problem exists, and the public interest requires the adoption of a no wake zone from that portion of the thing. I'm trying not to read identifying names in here, so this probably doesn't make any sense. We, the undersigned, support and endorse the proposal to make Blah Blah Cove a no-wake zone, as shown on the attached colored map. Okay, all right. We're almost down to having an hour left, so I guess I should start making calls. I don't see any old people handwriting. DCV says their wives need to stop going topless in the boat because their tits flap too much. And of course there's no street view. But it's like this little neighborhood. It looks like they're kind of on a peninsula. And there's not a lot of residents, it doesn't look like. I mean, there's not a lot of roads. Okay, anyway, who gives a shit? I can't look at them, apparently. Wait, I can look at the aerial view. Maybe? No, not really. It's just covered in trees. Fucking rich people and their trees. Tell them the DEA is going to check the boat for drugs. Okay. All right, whatever. I don't know what to say, really, but I'm just going to make a call right now. I don't see a lot of old people handwriting. I can read pretty much everything in this. Yeah, these are definitely all younger people, so they're probably all working. Actually, everyone in this list has really nice handwriting. It's kind of strange. Like, everyone. They all went to fancy calligraphy school or something. All right, the first one is John. I don't know who I'm going to say. I could say I'm their city. I could say I'm with the city. I could say I'm that Donald guy. I really just don't know where to go with this. We have to figure this out really quick. Now, you know old people handwriting. Like, they have arthritis or whatever. They can't push the pen down very hard. It's kind of... It's very wiggly handwriting, I guess. That's all I mean. Matlock writing, Milkbrain says. I'm not making fun of old people handwriting. I'm just saying, you can tell when it's an old person. None of these people are old. Unless they just have really healthy hands.
Hello?
Hi, Hello? Ned? Ned?
No, this is Neil.
Oh, Neil, I'm sorry. It looks like Ned. You have horrible handwriting. I was just talking to my listeners about that. It looks like Ned on this list. I'm looking at the petition.
Oh.
I'm calling from the Conservancy. This is Donald.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Good. This is like a horrible time.
What do you mean it's a horrible time?
Is there sometime I could call you back?
What are you doing right now? That's so horrible.
I'm moving.
Where are you moving to? Are you moving because of this whole wake thing?
No. I'm moving in Massachusetts.
Oh, I see. Well, so wait, why are you signing this petition if you're not even going to be around? If you're moving, what the hell?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You
called me. What's going on?
Okay, you signed a petition from the Water Conservancy place. About the no wake zone.
Perfect.
So you don't even remember signing it, and you're moving.
I do.
Like, why get involved? Who paid you?
Listen, who are you? Who is this?
My name is Donald. I'm from the Conservancy. And I was
Donald,
gonna.
What's your last name?
I was gonna ask you some questions, but now you're being all like saying you're moving, and
I am moving.
You don't even remember this the whole thing.
I didn't say I didn't remember it. I said I'm moving.
What the fuck, Neil? I mean, come on. It seems like someone paid you off and just got you to sign this or something. You don't even care about the issue.
Hey, Ned.
Yeah. No, my name's not Ned. That's your name.
I'm Donald. No, my name is not Ned. My name is Neil.
Well, maybe you should learn how to use better handwriting or something. But anyway. He's gone. I can see Neil here, but I swear it's good handwriting still. It looks like Ned. It's not his fault. He was just at a weird angle when he wrote it, I think. He was standing at the side of the table. Ben Stickles says, lake's gonna dry up. Drastic measures must be taken. Hello, Elanchi? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi. This is Donald. I'm from the Water Conservancy place. You signed a petition about the lake?
What lake?
The lake. You know, the lake that you live by.
What is the petition on the lake?
Well, how many petitions have you signed this year?
One.
Oh, there you go. That's the one. Yep, it says you signed the thing here, and you're against the you want the no wake zone because you're concerned.
Yes.
You're concerned about some birds or something.
No. Well, yeah.
I mean, really, birds. Come on, they're birds. They're going to be fine. They don't need our help.
What are you getting at?
Oh, well, I was just going to let you know that, you know, we're basically sick of all of you people complaining over there about just stupid shit like this. So, you know what? We're just going to drain the lake. We're going to drain the lake. You don't get a lake anymore. You can have
Who's
a big...
This is
Donald, and you can just have a big pit in the ground. We're not even going to fill it up. We're not going to put anything down there. It's just going to be a big pit. It's going to look like Mars or something. You know? Guys, I'm not doing too good.
Hello?
Oh, hey there. I think we got off on the wrong foot. I just had a question for you.
Who is calling? Who is talking?
This is Donald from the Water Conservancy place. You know,
Conservatory.
Conservancy, not conservatory. It's totally different. It says right here.
Oh, Donald who? Can you leave it? Give us a whole name.
It says right us. You're an us? You're like two people? Do you have multiple personalities?
You're talking about draining the lake out from Donald. Hang up.
No, don't hang up, sir. I just have a question. Please, I'm just trying to ask a question.
What's your question?
Okay, well, geez, don't bite my head off. I just needed to let you know that since you guys are complaining all the time, we're just going to drain the whole lake, and you don't get a lake anymore. You're going to get a big pit next to your house. How do you like that? Okay. Let's try the dial tone thing, just in case. Mike in the chat room says that the call has been escalated to a man. All right, Jim Bob, the Impaler, you win the chat room today. From now on, my name is Dwayne. And if they ask, Dwayne who? Guess what my name's gonna be. Dwayne the Lake, I'm drowning. That's the best joke ever. Thanks, Jim Bob, you're awesome. I take back everything I ever said. Oh, look, there's Warren right underneath. Elanch. Or Blanche, her name's Blanche. And it's not because she has bad handwriting, it's because her pen ran out of ink. Or whatever, you know? It looks like something different. So her handwriting's just fine, even though she sounded really old. Next we have Bev. I think I might use Nikki D's idea. Maybe.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number.
So they're leaving fake phone numbers on the petition now.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Oh no, I just dialed the wrong number. That's all. That's all it is. Thought it was a big conspiracy there for a second.
Hello?
Hi. How's calling for Bev?
Yeah.
Is she around?
You're speaking to him.
Oh, okay. That's a girl's name. Yeah, I'm calling about this petition. This is Dwayne from the Water Conservancy place.
You know what? You want my dad. I don't know how you got my number, but...
Oh, he put it on there.
You want my dad.
He put it on there. Why would he put
your... You mean a selectman? He's the selectman? Is that who you're trying to get a hold of?
Well, I don't know. He just signed a petition, but now I feel it's very suspicious that he would give a fake phone number. Why would he give your phone number?
Signed a petition for what? What's the petition for?
Oh, it says he's sick of people having fun on their boats, and he doesn't want people to ride on their boats near his house anymore, because he's really anti-fun. And he signed a petition to try and get rid of the boats.
On Lake...
Yeah, it's like a no-wake zone is what they're calling it.
And they use my name?
Well, that's what it says here. I mean, he has terrible handwriting. I can barely read it. It looks kind of girly, really. I thought, he signed the name with a heart, like, as the dot.
What lake is this on? What's this for?
Oh, the lake that it's on?
It's strange, because I didn't sign it, and it doesn't sound like something my dad would either.
Wake Wakawiwan.
What, it's for Wakiwan?
Yeah, that's what I just said. I totally pronounced it like that. But yeah, why would he use your name? What's he trying to pull here?
Not sure. Now, the petition was, who's pushing that petition around?
It's a petition to get rid of fun, because why would he give your, you haven't answered the question yet, why would he sign your name and give your phone number, I mean?
Not sure.
This is a big scam.
I'm not sure why basically, we need a 455 number. I don't know the reason.
Basically,
for that.
I think we're going to have to report this because this is fraud. This is totally fraud. You could both go to jail for this.
Oh, come on!
I mean, what's
now? This is a petition for what? What is it for? I may have signed it. What is it?
It's
what,
a no. What, oh what yeah! Now suddenly you may have signed it. It's like a no wake zone.
Oh,
like
come on! Lighten up! This is the end.
Oh,
of the world.
Lighten up! Yeah, let them do fraud. Yeah. Just lighten up! It's just fraud. What's the big fucking deal, right?
Now, what's the petition for? What is it?
It's a no wake zone. Like he's worried about erosion and people having fun on their boats.
Huh. To prevent what?
Yeah, obviously you didn't really sign this petition, so this is definitely fraud.
Oh, come on. It's my dad, for Pete's sake. It's not fraud.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fraud to me.
You know, I'm not sure what this is all trying to accomplish.
If he's signing someone else's name, that's fraud. What's his name? Let's see if his name's on here. Or what's your name?
And it may not have been him that signed me, you know. You don't jump to that conclusion.
Hey, we have a signature here, so he's pretty much fucked. He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison for forging petitions.
Oh, come on, man. You're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah, we can do what we want. We work very closely with the city of Meredith.
What's your name?
My name is Dwayne.
Who do you represent?
I represent
That's
the...
That's really strange, sir. I'm really surprised that you would do this.
I would do this. I'm surprised your father would commit fraud on our petition. We're just trying
to
do
it. Well, we don't know that.
Well, I think we do.
We don't know that.
Well, it's got a signature on here. So
somebody else could have written my name, you know.
Oh, you're full of shit. You're as full of shit as your father.
I don't swear like that. I'm not... This is really strange.
Well, I think it's strange.
I rarely have ever heard of somebody like... Now, what's your name? You have my name. What's your name?
Oh, I already told you a couple times now. My name is Dwayne. I think we're going to ban you both from the lake also as well. I mean, it doesn't matter because you're probably going to go to jail for life. But we're going to ban you from the lake.
Dwayne, what's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Just take the phone away from your head.
I don't have caller ID.
You don't have...
Oh, it's on my cell phone. You're right. I do have it.
Oh, look at
it's
that.
It's a 279 number?
Yeah, that's the one.
You can't... We're the last people to ban fun on the lake. I think you're kind of, you're taking a broad scope with that petition. That's not what that's designed to do.
Oh, suddenly you know what the petition
Whatever
is.
Whatever the petition is.
Oh, see, you don't even know.
I very well may have signed it. Now I think about it. I really don't know. When was this?
You're like a whole family of fraudsters. It's like a crime family over
Dwayne,
there.
I don't know what to say, Dwayne. I've never heard of...
You know,
of something so minor.
You know where your house is, where it comes out onto the lake?
I don't live on the lake.
Oh, I forgot. It's your father committing the fraud. Well, where his house is, where it comes out onto the lake?
Oh, come on, man. What the...
No, I'm trying to ask you. You know how his lake is right next to the house, right? We're gonna section it off and put a toll bridge there, and he won't be able to go out on the lake unless he pays $20. How do you like that? If he wants to commit fraud, that's what we're going to do. And we don't care if you're associated with the mafia. We don't care. We can do what we want, especially to people that break the law and commit fraud.
Now, Dwayne.
Yeah?
You're scaring me here.
What?
Who do you represent?
What do you mean I'm scaring you?
Who do you represent?
I'm just working with the petition people. We're trying to, sign a petition to get rid of fun on the lake. Under the guise...
So you're backing this petition?
Yeah. We do it under the guise of a no-wake zone. And we're trying to protect a couple of birds. It's the best scam ever. Basically, we're like partners in crime.
Dwayne, you need help. You need help, sir.
What do you mean I need help?
I'm
not the one...
professional help.
I'm not the one committing fraud.
I don't understand what's your motive, what you're trying to do.
No, I was just calling to ask a question. I was just calling to ask a question.
You're not doing it for the right reasons, man.
Wait, you're the one. You're the one signing petitions.
Wow, come on.
I mean, if I'm not for the right reasons...
Dwayne, it's been nice talking to you. I hope you have really good luck with whatever your endeavor is.
Yeah. I never even got around to talking to you about the original thing I wanted to talk to you about, because you just had to... Okay, he's gone. That was really long. All right. That guy is calling up his dad right now. He's going to be like, Dad, we're in trouble. They know. What do we do? What do we do? Hide the shit. Oh, this is a bunch of the same family here. They all have the same address. So I got to do them all. Really.
Hello?
Hi. Is Jane around?
I'm sorry. Who are you looking for?
Jane.
No, Jane here.
What?
What number did you call?
Wait, I called,
Yep, that's my number, but no Jane, just Joe.
Oh, this isn't the Allens?
Rule?
What?
Allen Rule?
No, the last name Allen, dummy.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, hey, who is your cell phone provider?
Verizon.
Oh my god, get a new provider, you sound like ass. All right. Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Okay, I don't know, maybe... There's no area code on this one, so I'm just assuming it's the area code that most people use. I don't want to try all the area codes, there's like three of them. All right, Patricia.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia?
Yes?
This is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know a problem with the lake we're having. The lake by your house.
Yes?
I'm sure you've heard about global warming and all that, right? And it's really warming up the lake.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, I just needed to let you know we're going to be beaming microwaves at your lake. For the next...
Who is this?
Well, this is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
And what department are you in, Dwayne?
I'm just with the city clerk's office. I just needed to let you know we're going to be beaming microwave energy at the lake. And it's probably going to be boiling for a few days.
Great.
And we're going to need... We just need to let you know to not go in the lake. Don't let your pets in the lake. Actually, you probably shouldn't let your pets or anyone near the shore, because, some of them could spill over.
What about my grandchildren?
Oh, they're fine. Fuck those little fuckers. Just let them go in the lake. Let them cook alive. Personally, I hate children.
All right. Okay.
Well, you have a nice day then.
You too.
Since you're just going to make a bunch of big fucking jokes about it, I was just trying to tell you what we're doing. You're just going to laugh at me and act like a big dummy. A big stupid head.
Who is this?
It's Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Okay, Dwayne. You have a good time.
Okay, you too.
With your microwaves. Bye.
We will. I am really, really impressed with that lady for not taking that seriously at all. It's like she understands microwave energy or something. Either that or she's just like, you can't use my microwave oven for that. Oh, wow, these people. Oh, I kind of hope these people don't answer their home phone because they also left cells. And if their home phone doesn't answer, that means they're going to have to get a call from Royco Roofing. Wait, why do they have California area codes? I bet it's like a summer home or something. Shit. Oh, well, that's perfect, right? They're probably in California.
You've reached 722.
No, not again. Okay. All right, this is the wife's cell phone. And I can't really read their second home phone number.
Well, hi, Bobby.
Oh,
or John.
Oh, no, this isn't Bobby. I'm actually calling from the city of Meredith. Donald let me use his phone so I could let you guys know of a problem. Are you guys in the state currently, or are you not around?
Am I here right now?
Yeah, in Massachusetts, or are you?
Yes,
in,
I'm in Meredith. Who is this?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the city of Meredith.
Uh-huh.
And you're not home right now, I guess, then, right?
No, I'm home in Meredith on my cell phone.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm so glad to hear that. I just needed to let you know about something we're doing. We're having a problem with global warming on the lake by your house and everything.
Okay.
And
so
first of all, who
is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Dwayne. I'm with the city of Meredith.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that for the next 3 days, we're going to be beaming microwaves at the lake from space.
Oh, what does that mean?
They're going to be shooting microwave energy down into the lake from space using satellites.
Oh, from space.
Yeah, they're going to be, the lake's going to get really warm over the next few days. It might actually even boil.
Oh, come on. Who is this?
No, I'm completely serious. It's just a thing we're doing. It's to combat global warming. Believe it or not, you have to warm up the lake for that for some reason. I don't understand the science.
Where the lake might be boiling?
Yes, and you're going to need to stay out of the lake and make sure your pets don't go near the lake.
Can I talk to Don, please?
Don, he ran to the video store real quick. He's just returning... son-in-law.
Wait, what? And you're using his phone?
Yeah, he left it behind, so I just picked it up. I don't want to use up my minutes.
I think this is a joke. Can you hang on a second?
Why would it be a joke? What are you talking about? Why do you think it's a joke? I don't have time for jokes. I'm a Christian. Hello? Hello, Judy. 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 Come on, Judy. We have other people to call. Taking up my whole show. You're ruining everything. Judy? Judy?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Judy.
Yes.
Hey. What were you doing?
Well, I want to know who this is.
Oh, I already told you who this is. This is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
And where's Don?
Don is at the video store. He's returning a movie. So anyway, starting tomorrow morning, it's going to start...
He's returning a movie.
Yes.
Yeah,
at the video store. He rented Son-in-Law last night.
And you're over at his house?
No, he's at my house, but he left his cell phone. I don't see why you're being so nosy. I'm just trying to tell you about a problem with the lake.
Okay, well, can you call me later?
Why? What are you doing now? If I call you later, are you going to just pretend I'm joking then, too?
No, then you can talk to somebody else about this.
Who would I talk to? Ron?
Yeah.
Where's he at right now? We tried calling his cell. He's not picking up. I think he's dodging us or something.
Oh, so are you calling everybody on the lake?
Yeah, we're calling. We have to warn everyone not to go near the lake for the next 3 days. And you're just giving me shit about it. You know, I'm trying to tell you about a problem, and you're just putting me on hold forever and saying you don't believe me. But they're going to be beaming microwave energy at the lake, and the lake might start boiling.
Yeah, well, that's going to be amazing to see.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't sound very amazing.
So,
but, you know,
you're from the city of Meredith?
That's right, yeah. So just make sure you don't go near the lake for the weekend. It'll be finished on Monday morning.
Okay, well, I'll make sure that all the kids don't.
Oh, the kids are fine. You can let the kids go. Just, you know, no adults or pets.
Okay, thank you.
Because, you know, really, I don't give a shit about kids.
Yeah, all right,
kids,
thank you.
Kids can go jump in front of a bus for all I care.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not a fan of kids. That's just me. All right, thanks, Judy, for putting us on hold for most of the call. That's all right, though. It's true, I really don't like kids, you guys. Okay, let's move on to something else. I don't think the boiling lake is working out, but I love the idea. And who gave me that idea? Is it 3x3? Is that your name? I guess. I don't know. That's what it says up here. Big Jigs wants me to say that Pauly Shore is making Son-in-Law 2 at the lake, and we're going to close it down. That sounds great. They want to film Ernest Saves the Lake at your lake. Even though Ernest has been dead for years. That lady knew that it was Don. Like, she has Don saved in her cell phone. They probably got a thing going on the side, I bet.
Hello?
Hi, Sandra?
You have the wrong number.
Ah, shit, fuck. Oh, no, I mean John. Is John there? I said the wrong name. Sandra's the lady that didn't answer. Let's try again.
Hello?
Hey, I meant to ask for John. I'm calling from the city of Meredith.
Just a minute, please.
Okay.
The city of Meredith.
What am I doing? Did I just get hung up on again? I think I got hung up on. McScat wants me to tell him I'm just calling to say that I hate them. That sounds great. I'm going to try her one more time. She's so rude hanging up on me. Caitlin Jones says the lake's pH balance is changing and causing the fish to have legs and walk. I think that needs to be done. Let me try them one more time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Okay, I guess I'll cross her out. Elizabeth is next. Uh-oh, we have bad handwriting alert here. I might be dialing the wrong number. It's actually really good handwriting. The pen's just running out of ink. That's what it is. Stupid hobo petition people can't even give people good pens. If you ever do a petition, get a nice felt tip, you guys. That's what I would do.
Hi, you have reached 27.
Boom.
Hi, John?
Yeah.
Hey, John, this is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Yep.
And I just needed to let you know about a little problem with the lake.
Wacky One?
What?
Wacky One Lake or Winnipesaukee Lake?
Oh, the one by your house.
Oh, okay.
Durr. I just needed to let you know that this weekend they're going to be filming a movie on the lake. And the backdrop's going to be kind of your house. You know, your house is going to be kind of visible. So could you stay indoors for the whole weekend or just not go near the back of your house at least?
I usually do that.
Okay. All right. you don't need to bite my head off. It's just a simple request.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, I think you got the wrong house.
No, it's not the wrong house. This is John, right?
Yeah, this is John.
On
Yep.
Yep, that's you. We know who we know what we're talking about.
You cannot see my house.
Oh yeah, we can if we film from a helicopter.
Oh, okay.
On the lake. It's going to be like a long shot. Like Pauly Shore is going to be down in the lake drowning. We're filming Son-in-Law 2 starring Pauly Shore.
Okay.
And your house is going to be visible in the movie. It's going to be a motion picture in the theaters.
I don't know who you are, but you're pulling my leg.
I'm not pulling your leg. Why would I pull your leg? That makes no sense.
I don't know.
I'm calling from the city of Meredith.
Yeah. Say goodbye.
Do you just have a problem with gay porn? Is that what it is? Oh, that apparently is it. That made him hang up. Who told me to do that? Big Jigs. God, Big Jigs. That was a horrible idea. It didn't work at all. He knew I was full of shit. What a dumb idea. I can't believe I did that. But oh well, you can't be perfect. Now this one is definitely old man handwriting. I didn't notice this one somehow earlier when I was saying there was no old people. Actually, the next three people. I can't read any of this. I see a Norma. The gay porn is going to be called Cape Rear. It says Mr. D blah blah W something. Yeah, Nikki, I'm going to do your DEA idea. That'll be the next thing. I've got that written down here. I want to do that. Oh my God, Becky says Lake Flaccid is the porno name. That sounds like an awful gay porno. I can't say I am the DEA, though. I think that's a bad idea. Or no, I've done that before. I never got arrested before, so it should be all right, I think.
Hello, this is Norma and Michael, and sometimes Jessica. We're not able to get your...
Okay, let me write down on this one. So I think I may maybe do more of these off the air after XYZ show today. Because, you know, it's just like with any list, they're going to start hearing from their neighbors and getting warned and stuff. So I promise I'm going to try not to let that happen to this one. Next, we're going to call... Oh, wait. Shit. Donald. Here's Donald. The guy whose number I'm using, he's on this list. I think I'm going to skip over him. Or should I? I don't know. What do I do? Donald and Roberta. Crap. I'm gonna skip them, I guess, for now. Yeah, Final Boss, you guys. I will definitely, maybe, if I have time, I will try to call the Final Boss.
Hello.
Hi there, is George around? Or is this Emily?
Yeah.
Hey, Emily, this is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Uh-huh.
And we saw that you signed this petition here to about the lake, about the no wake zone.
Oh, yeah, George did. I'll let you talk to him.
And, it doesn't matter. I can talk to you. It doesn't matter. You want me to just talk to you?
Yeah, no.
Well, he signed...
No, I don't really know anything about it.
Okay, well, he signed your name on here, so that sounds like fraud. But anyway...
No, I mean, I know what it is, but I'd rather he talk to you. He wrote you a letter, and he should talk to you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll talk to him about fraudulently signing your name on this petition.
Hello?
Hey, George, this is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Yes, Dwayne.
Hey there. I just needed to let you know about this petition you signed, you know, about the no-wake zone. And,
correct.
And the save the birds nonsense that we don't believe at all. The DEA is interested in coming and checking your house for drugs because they feel like maybe you just don't want, like, drug mule boats pulling up to your house or something. And they're very suspicious of this whole thing. So I just needed to let you know you may be getting a visit soon, and they're just gonna come in and take a look around and see if anything is suspicious.
Who is this?
This is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Dwayne.
Correct.
You are just absolutely wonderful. What's your last name, Dwayne?
It's Dwayne the Lake. I'm Dwowning.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, sure, no problem. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye. Well, at least I got to use the joke finally. That's all that matters. Best Joke Ever by Jim Bob the Impaler. My show's almost over. I almost didn't get to use that one. Oh, man. Okay. Charles. Yeah, we're going to call Charles. You know what? I realized in the middle of that call, I don't know why the DEA would be visiting them. Oh, because they're trying to keep people away from the lake. Because they might run into the drug mule boats. That's what it is. Or the wake is eroding their underground drug stash. Yeah, that's it. That's what's happening.
Hello.
Hi, Edward?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Yes, Dwayne.
And we saw here that you had signed this petition about the no-wake zone and not wanting boats near your house.
Correct.
And we're just wondering, what's the real reason? Because it just seems really suspicious.
I don't understand the question.
Well, you know, the DEA has been asking us about you, and they think you're trying to just keep boats away from your house because they feel like you're trying to deal drugs or something and have your own boats and your own drug boats leaving the area. And I don't know. They seem to think that they're on to you.
Let me call you back, okay?
Why are you going to call me back?
I want to know who you are. Let me call you. I got your number on my cell phone, and let me call you back.
I already told you who I am, you big stupid head. I'm Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Well, let me call you right back, and then I'm going to follow up on your phone
That's really dumb. Why do you have to call me back? We're already on the phone. You're just wasting our time.
Well, because I want to get the chief involved in this, too.
The chief?
Hold on, let me call you back.
What chief? Like the Indian chief? Maybe we'll get him out of his teepee? Yeah, you know what, you guys? Maybe I shouldn't do calls about the DEA. As funny as that is, Nikki D, maybe, maybe it's a bad idea. Let's stop doing the DEA prank. let's... Okay, all right. Let's go to the next one. Next is Matthew. Matthew uses Linux. I can tell by his handwriting.
Hi, this is Matt.
Oh, hey, Matt. This is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey there. We saw that you signed this petition here about the wake zone at the lake and all that.
Yes.
And they just wanted me to let you know about the thing. You know about the thing, right? About the microwaves. Have you read that in the paper?
I have not, no.
Ah, okay. They're going to be beaming microwave energy into the lake for the next week. So we're gonna need you to just make sure you stay away from the lake and away from the shore and everything.
Okay.
So you don't get cancer.
Okay.
And make sure you keep all your pets away. Do you do fishing in the lake?
I do not know.
Oh, that's good, because all the fish are gonna die.
Who is they?
Oh,
you're saying they're gonna be.
Well, it's the city of Meredith doing it in cooperation with the Chinese government. It's just some sort of experiment thing they're doing. We're not sure why, but they're paying us really good money for it. But they're going to be beaming microwave energy. They're going to be they're beaming it from China, from the ground. They're going to bounce it off the stratosphere or something like that. I don't know. Okay. I don't understand the science.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, the lake.
And what organization are you with?
I'm with the city of Meredith. Yeah, the lake's going to get very hot. It might even start boiling. They say they're not sure because they've never tried this before.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, but yep. Just
sounds pretty crazy.
Don't go near the lake until let's see on the calendar here. They're gonna be finished on Sunday night, a week from this Sunday night. So on the 20th. Okay.
Is there anything that that citizens should do to protect themselves or?
Is your house? Does it face the lake? Is it near the lake?
It's not near the lake, no.
Okay, yeah. If it's, like, within 100 feet, you'd probably want to cover the back of your house with aluminum foil.
Okay.
But if you're not near the lake, you're probably okay.
A lot of aluminum foil.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. Okay. But it's worth it to be safe.
Okay.
If you have any, like, how many feet would you say your house is from the lake?
I would say more than 500.
Oh, more than 500. Okay, you're fine. I was going to say, if you have any, like, microwave popcorn, you might want to put that
out on the dock, yeah?
Yeah. No, not on the dock, because it'll all pop. You don't want to waste it.
Right.
They'll probably.
Well, what if I want to eat it?
Well, it might catch on fire. is a thing.
It could. That's true. That, yep, it could be dangerous.
You don't want to burn your kitchen down.
No. Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, when this is all over, you should go check out the lake, because the fish are all going to cook into fish sticks. You can just kind of get them out with a net and eat them.
It's true.
Yep, it is true. Why wouldn't it be true?
Okay. Yeah.
You call me a liar, motherfucker?
I'm not, no.
Okay. Better
no,
not.
No, but if it's frying, they could turn into fish sticks. You're right.
It's, yeah, yeah, okay. All right, well, have a nice day.
Dwayne, you as well. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye, honey, baby, sweetie pie.
Thanks.
Bye. Matthew's not buying it. See, I told you he's a Linux user. I can tell. I know these things. I should have asked him. I should call him back. Let's find out.
Hi, Dwayne.
Oh, hey, I just needed to ask. I forgot. It's kind of a survey. What's your operating system of choice?
iOS.
iOS. No, I mean on a computer, though.
Take a guess.
Linux?
Nope.
Fuck. All right, bye.
Sorry. Bye.
Bye. You know what? iOS is basically Linux. Do they call it iOS on the computer now? I can't keep up with Apple's weird shit. 7 minutes left, you guys. How many numbers can I do in 7 minutes? This next page has only three numbers on it. I think I can at least do those three numbers, right? MilkBrain says it's OS X on the computer. I thought they were switching it, though. I thought they were changing it. Mac OS, that makes sense. That's what they're changing it to. You know, in the podcast, I'm going to cut off the version where he says he doesn't use Linux. So I know what I'm talking about.
Hello?
Hi, Richard?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Dwayne from the city of Meredith.
Yes.
And I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a nice day.
Why are you calling?
I was just calling to let you know that I don't like you.
How do you know me?
Well, I don't know. Don't worry about it. I'm just saying in general. I just don't like you.
Okay.
I'm not a fan. You know, it's nothing personal. I don't know who told me to say that in the chat room, but I thought it was funny, so I did it. Me and Sunshine came up with an amazing idea for a prank yesterday. We're playing Pokemon Go. And I just want to throw this out here, because I would love for someone else to do this, because I'm definitely not doing this until September. But Cardings. We have to call Carding people. Hopefully Pokemon Go is still a thing in September, and I won't forget about this prank, so you guys don't let me forget about this. We have to tell them. We dinged their car. How'd you ding my car? I threw a bunch of Pokeballs at it. Virtual Pokeballs through my phone. Isn't that brilliant? It's genius. I wish I could do carding pranks this week, but fuck that shit. I'm not going to. That's my great idea for this show. Okay, bye everyone. Thanks for listening. And I'll finish this list soon.
Hey, Brad. It's your favorite girl from 713.
Olga. I don't know. I'm more about the 281 in that area. But it's true. You are my favorite in 713.
Well, you know, it's Olga. Yeah, it's just Olga.
I know.
But anyway, I have a few jokes for you.
Woo-hoo.
So here they are.
Let me turn on my tablet. Hold on. What? Ah, shit, my battery's dead. How's my battery dead? I've been playing too much Simpsons Tapped Out. Okay, sorry, Olga, you don't get any drum things.
Cactus's favorite shoe. Here they are. What is a cactus's favorite TV show?
I don't know. What is a cactus's favorite TV show?
Game of Thrones!
Ah! Ba-dum-tsh!
And the other one is... Why was the phone fired from its job?
I give up.
Because it kept calling in.
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Olga. I'm sorry for depriving you of the drums. It won't happen again.
Hey, Roy. How's it doing? Just called again.
Hey.
Yeah. It's Edward.
Hey, Edward.
Yeah, about the last show.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot which show it was.
But that show was really, really boring.
I'm sorry.
It was called the last show I'll ever do.
Yeah.
And I forgot. Like, you use Twitter to announce your shows. But
yeah.
I don't get tweets. Anyone else have the same problem?
Well, I guess you weren't listening on the beginning of today's show when I told you how to set it up. Start using Twitter, motherfucker.
Okay, bye.
It's not my fault if you don't use the one thing that I use to announce my shows. Just set up an account on Twitter, don't tell anyone about it, and follow just one person, phone losers. It's easy. You just put it in the background of your phone. Your phone will probably, like, beep at you whenever I send a tweet.
Roy, guess what?
What?
I was on Periscope a couple days ago, and I saw you. Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
You were trying to get a girl, some girl, to, like, take her shirt off and start twerking.
That sounds like me.
Wow.
Yep.
I could not believe my eyes when I saw you say that.
I didn't think anyone would know it was me. Crap.
Very impressed, and they were very hot and sexy, and I wanted to fuck them too.
Okay.
Love you too. Bye.
Hey, what's been on RBC feed? My name's Alan. First time caller. Just wanted to say hi.
Hey.
From McAllen, Texas. Love your shows. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah. I will. Thanks.
Hey, it's Jar.
Hey.
Listen, okay. I called because I was trying to download the freaking torrent and there was no seeds, but by the time the voicemail picked up, I got 7 seeds.
Oh, yay.
But
Mr. Impatient.
Still have an issue with downloading an 86 gigabyte torrent. I don't understand why you can't, you know, have multiple, kind of separate the calls and stuff from the videos and the pictures and the songs.
They are in directories.
You know, have multiple torrents. It just kind of makes sense to me because it'll probably take about a year at this point.
No.
Well,
it'll take a few days.
16 hours and 52 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's almost a year.
You know, and why aren't more shows on Shoutcast? I listen to all the shows on Shoutcast, and the old the phone show or whatever, none of those work on Shoutcast, so why don't you fix that? All right, man?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I didn't know my Shoutcast stream was down. Is it really down? I think I'm getting better about not forgetting to put it back up. Let's go to phonelosers.org and check if this guy, see if the Shoutcast is really down. Because I listened to the whole thing just now.
Oh, look, it's me.
No, it's working. I hear myself. If that's what you're talking about. Your other issue about the torrent, the stuff is separated. There's a section for videos. There's a section for shows. There's a section for individual pranks. I don't know what torrent client you use, but most torrent clients will let you go in and uncheck certain boxes of directories. So you probably don't want all of the prank calls in the video versions, probably. I don't know. I just put them in there just in case people do. But it's really easy to just uncheck the box on a directory and not get any of those and just get the audio if that's what you want. So just do that. Durr.
Hey, Brad. It's Barbs.
Hey, Barbs.
I got a bone to pick with you, all right?
Okay.
You always say that, oh, that wasn't funny, oh, they didn't get pissed.
I have a small penis.
But
right,
the reason that we all love your show is because your delivery is fucking awesome.
You love to see me fail.
And the reaction.
Okay, my delivery, that's good too.
These are funny, but 90% of the reason why the show is awesome is because your delivery is on point.
You're so nice.
And
I like the delivery of your voicemails, it's Barbs.
That's the part I find fucking hysterical. So, stop putting yourself down. Your delivery is on point. And, at least for me, that's the part I find fucking hysterical. So, stop putting yourself down.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Thanks.
Later, Brad.
I appreciate the kind words about my sucky show earlier this week. Oh, look, it's a 2-minute long voicemail. Who could this be from?
Oh, dear Brad. Hey, pardon me, I got a foggy voice today, but thank you for
taking
me to your distorted view. But you don't have to put that on your podcast, because, you know, don't need to divert listeners away from you,
yeah,
right?
I don't want to send my listeners over to distortedview.com, the best podcast on the internet, better than mine even.
I keep trying to bring people back over to you. Got some PLA stickers running around out here in the woods.
Thanks,
popular hot
guy.
Springs and campsites and other bullshit. And picking up phonelosers.org. And
putting those stickers up on trees in the woods where you live.
Maybe you'll get a few more.
I hope so.
Anyhow, thank you again for turning me on to...
I like to turn you on, Corbin Guy.
Hey, hope you're doing well. Hello, everyone out there, and that fucker who called in and was like, oh, I'm Corbin Guy. I'm sitting over here dreaming about you fucking me up the butt.
What are you talking about?
You know what? That's awesome. Thank you, whoever in the fuck you were. I hate you. You're an asshole. But I hat to you because imitation is the most sincere form of
it's
flattery.
It's true. I agree. So, totally agree. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Corbin Guy. Thanks for the call. I would play the last 30 seconds of your voicemail, but I accidentally just deleted it.
Hey, Brad.
Hey there.
Lord Doom here. I have a long-time listener, first-time caller. So, yeah, I'm looking on your website over here. I don't really know what to buy. All kinds of shit in your store.
Yep.
I don't want to buy everything. Or maybe set up on Patreon.
Just go buy shit from Tim Henson's store over at distortedview.com.
You don't really post a lot, so... You know,
that's
I'm waiting for you to post about 5 videos a week. It's about
Looking for. Definitely wait for me to do that before you buy anything.
So yeah. If you let me know what to buy, that'd be great. Cactus.
Hey, Roy. This is T Falcon here. And I have this great idea that I think you will like.
Bet.
So next time you do some Royco roofing calls, you should say that one of the workers found a Pikachu in the attic. With Pokemon Go, you know? So
holy shit.
They went into the attic to catch it.
What a great idea.
That you're legally obligated to tell them that, you know, they went to the attic to catch a Pikachu. So anyways, hopefully you like that idea.
I do.
Anyways, Cactus, bye.
Bye. Yeah, I really do want to do some Pokemon Go pranks before people forget about Pokemon Go. And like I said in the live show, I kind of want to do cardings. Just so I can say I accidentally threw some Pokeballs at their car through augmented reality. And that sounds like a funny idea, but probably the people whose cars that I ding, they probably won't know what I'm talking about. They won't get it, so it's pointless. I'm not going to ask you guys to do car ding notes, because 1 month a year is plenty for me. Let's just wait till Ding Timber for that, and maybe Pokemon Go will be even bigger then than it is today. Can you guys fucking believe this Pokemon Go shit? Like, I don't even like Pokemon, you guys. I mean, I know what Pokemon is. My kids watched shitloads of Pokemon when they were younger. So Pokemon's basically been in my life for the past 20 years or so. But you guys, I am really old. You realize that, right? I'm 43 years old. And I have never in my life seen something that gets this many people out of their houses. It's crazy. It's like Pokemon Go just undid what the internet did to us, or what television did to us back in the 50s or 60s or whatever. And anyway, you know, I'm not into Pokemon, I don't care about Pokemon, but I fucking love Pokemon Go. I've been playing all week, and it is insane how many people are out there playing. You're just constantly seeing people everywhere playing Pokemon Go. Did you guys ever watch The Next Generation? I bet you this has been pointed out somewhere on the internet, but this is what Pokemon Go looks like to me. There was this old episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation. They stop off at some planet and take a little vacation and have some fun, and they're introduced to this new game. And I can't remember the game exactly, but it seems like it was kind of similar. They were playing this little handheld game, and it seems like you had to flick a ball up into a hoop or something, kind of like how Pokemon Go works. And they would get rewarded, and everyone on the Enterprise got really addicted to this game. Like, everyone was walking up and down the halls with this little thing in their hand, or maybe they had glasses on, I don't remember. It's been years since I've seen this. And it turned out that the whole thing was a big scam. It was this planet or group of people or someone that wanted to take over the Enterprise. All thanks to Commander Riker being horny or something. I forget how the whole thing happened. But it did turn out that it was a trick. I can't remember how they got out of that one. Probably Data helped them. But basically what I'm saying is I'm pretty sure the Japanese are getting ready to invade America. So everyone enjoy Pokemon Go as well as your last year of freedom as an American. We are totally fucked, you guys. The Japanese are going to take over. If you're playing Pokemon Go, please stop doing it. It's a trick. It's like a Trojan horse. Anyway, where was I going with this? A good idea on that Pokemon thing with Royco Roofing. I've had a few people suggest to me, like on Facebook and stuff, that I should start doing Pokemon Go pranks while the fad is still happening. And I think earlier this week, XYZ was doing some Pokemon pranks, but I wasn't able to listen to a show a couple days ago. I don't know if they were any good. They probably sucked because, you know, XYZ sucks, you guys. You know, we all know that, right? You know what I'm really looking forward to, though, is the games that we're going to get a year from now on our phones because of Pokemon Go. There are going to be so many cool things with augmented reality on our phones a year from now. It's going to be awesome. And I can stop playing Pokemon and play something different. Like Ingress. You guys have played Ingress, right, on your phones? I play Ingress, but it's fucking boring. I don't understand what I'm doing. At least with Pokemon Go, I get it. But I'm really looking forward to what we're going to have a year from now. All the copycat app makers are going to make their own versions of Pokemon Go, but with different things. I would really like to see some virtual geocaching. That would be awesome. Or something like that. I don't know. What was I doing? Wasn't I doing voicemails or something? I think the voicemails are done. You guys, I think the show's done. I need to get going. I was going to do a shitload of voicemails on the end and catch up on all of them, because I'm currently a couple weeks behind. But I don't have time. It's getting late. I don't even know if I'm going to get the show out on Friday. So I'm going to get going and try and edit and hopefully get the show done soon. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Kevin, for sending me the list of phone numbers for these petition people. Those were a lot of fun, and I'm going to try and do more of those this weekend. And thank you, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, for being a sponsor of today's show. It's listeners like you that allow me to keep making empty promises and then breaking them to the rest of the listeners. So I'm sure everyone appreciates that. Guess what I get to do tomorrow morning? I get to wake up at 8 in the morning and hang out with Giad on the phone while he goes to a bunch of businesses, while I prank call the businesses and he videotapes the whole thing. We have been doing a shitload of that recently. We've gotten some pretty good stuff on video, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it. It's called Calls of Mass Confusion. Look it up on YouTube. It's good stuff, because you get to see the reactions of people sometimes when the cameramen can get close enough to them. And you get to hear the aftermath. You get to hear them talk about the prank after I hang up. It's a lot of fun. It makes me wish I had a microphone in the house of everyone that I prank. Okay, bye everyone. Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit phonelosers.org.
You blowing smoke up my ass, buddy, or what's going on here?